Here we come.
Now one, two, three, four.
Sha-na-na-na-na-na-na-na.
Sha-na-na-na-na-na-na.
This is Echovac. 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 Your hometown for bubblegum. Bubblegum.
Sugar. Oh, honey, honey.
Yummy, yummy, yummy. I got love in my tummy.
Hello and welcome to Echo Valley. I'm your host, Professor Bubblegum. I'm coming to you today from the Echo Valley Diner, and I'm ordering some food. Beg your pardon. I'll get back to that. Just to stir it up and serve it. We'll shake it all around because everybody's grooving to what you're putting down. So stir it up and serve it. You're looking so exciting. And when you move it closer, you make it so inviting. Now, when I watch you do the things you do now, all right, girl, it makes me hungry for you. Stir it up and serve it. We'll have a celebration. Everybody's welcome. Don't need an invitation. So stir it up and serve it. Because, girl, here's
stir it up and serve it.
All of the dishes, I was full of love for you.
your sweetest dreams with one of those ideas. And the first thing I knew, sharing wishes, all the dishes out full of love for you. Sharing wishes, all the dishes out full of love for you.
That's the Beagles on Echo Valley. Before that, Tommy Rowe started the show. Echo Valley's a place, it's a town. I'm its mayor, it's a radio show podcast. I'm the host, I'm Professor Bubblegum. Here's Bino.
Here's Bino.
Bino was Freddie Phillips, Ken Smith, John Birch, and Ray Johnson. Bino was a band in the United Kingdom in the mid to late 70s, had four or five records. We like most of the songs here at Echo Valley. They all have a real bubblegum energy, a real bubblegum sensibility. Bino was still around in 1980 when they auditioned to be the official Great Britain entry into Eurovision, the European Songwriting Contest. They changed their name to Scramble for that audition. It had three of the four original Bino members. From 1980, here's Don't Throw Your Love Away by Scramble. The song was not chosen as the official Great Britain entry for that year.
Song number one, it'll be sung by Scramble. They were formed 12 years ago in Liverpool, unusually for the pop business. They're still together. And the song was written by Peter Morris from Manchester, whose songs have been in this contest in previous years. Song number one, Don't Throw Your Love Away.
Can't
remember that thing. I can hear a million bells ring. Don't throw your love, don't throw your love, don't throw your, don't throw your love away. You can swim the sea, plant a rubbery baby, but don't throw your love away. Swim the sea, plan a robbery, baby, but don't throw your love away. Don't throw your love, don't throw your love, don't throw your, don't throw your love away. Well, you can do what you wanna do, baby, but don't throw your love away. It's the most precious thing that you've got, baby, you can believe it or not. Nothing can be love when it's hot. Every time you give me that thing, I can hear a million bells ring.
Start being the first performers on an occasion like this.
Time for another undisputed Bubblegum Hall of Fame classic.
It's official.
From 1970, here's Lancelot, Link, and the Evolution Revolution.
Wild dreams, jelly beans, how can I sleep? I tingle from my fingers all the way to my feet. Tick-tock, 4 o'clock, morning is near. My head is kinda dizzy and I'm not thinking clear. My heart's beating fast. It's pounding out the rhythm of a hydrogen blast. Blind bats, fatty cats, why can't you see just what the thought of loving you is doing to me? And I can't understand it. And I can't understand it. I can't understand what she's been holding out on me.
Steve Hoffman singing as Lancelot Link. Lancelot Link was a television show, Saturday morning show in 1970, featuring chimpanzees, live-action chimps, who were secret agents And the band performed. They were all chimpanzees, performed in character. As I said, the vocal there is Steve Hoffman, who also wrote most of the songs for the Lancelot Link and the Evolution Revolution Band. Lancelot Link, for whatever reason, has become kind of retro cool now, maybe because it represents the silliness of the bubblegum era. But there are several tribute songs to Lancelot Link out there. Let's listen to several of them. First off, Paul Gilbert, who's a metal rock guitarist and guitar teacher, has this short tribute to Lancelot Link.
Lancelot Link, what do you think about life? Lancelot Link, Mata Hari is your wife. You've been searching around for a clue, and now you don't know what to do. Lancelot,
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 Lancelot Link.
Kurt Gallagher, who does children's songs, adds Lancelot Link to this children's poem.
Lancelot Link, dressed in pink, went for a swim in the kitchen sink. How many miles did he swim? Fred, dressed in red, stacked up shopping carts on his head. How many shopping carts could he stack?
And singer-songwriter Martin Zeller offers his own nostalgic, melancholy memories of Lancelot Link.
Well, I often think about Lancelot Link, and if he were here today, faced with all the troubles now, what would he and Mata say? Now that Ape has been disbanded and Chump has been contained, Baron and his minions have long since been arraigned. Lance Link, please come back. Our way of life's under attack. Who I believe trust in you. P.S. Bring back Mata too. All the troubles in the Middle East, for you should be routine. The world won't soon forget you took out Ali Assassin. And as for all our anthrax woes, I know you'll know what to do. Even Dr. Strangemind couldn't hold a match to you. Lance Link, please come back. Our way of life's under attack. Who I believe in you. We all heard the news about Darwin, how Alzheimer's took its toll. I'm sure he'd call you back to Ape if he were in control. Word has it a wicked Wang Fu has turned his back on crime, and Credo drives a checker cab and he calls from time to time. Lance Link, please come back. Our way of life's under attack. Who I believe in you. P.S. Bring back Mata too.
This is Echo Valley. I'm your host, Professor Bubblegum. Thinking of the retro cool aspects of Lancelot Link, Secret Chimp, it occurs to me that of all the bubblegum sorts of shows and groups and music, the bubblegum era entity that's most acclaimed today, that's sort of cool for punk groups or progressive alternative groups or even jazz groups or rappers to reference, is Scooby-Doo. Now, the Scooby-Doo gang wasn't a bubblegum band, even though a lot of folks kind of remember them as such. There was bubblegum music that played in the show, especially the second season, and the opening is a nice classic sort of bubblegummy type of song. But gosh, there's a lot of music these days that pays homage or tribute to Scooby-Doo. Let's listen to a bunch of those.
Named for the Scooby-Doo character, here are the Velmas.
Scooby, Scooby-Doo, where are you? We've got some work to do now. Scooby, Scooby-Doo, where are you? We need help from you now. Come on, Scooby-Doo, I see you. Pretending you got a sliver. But you're not fooling me, cause I can't see the way you shake and shiver. You know we got a mystery to solve, Scooby-Doo, here before your eyes. Don't hold back. It's Scooby-Doo and you can do, you're gonna land yourself a Scooby snack.
Also named for the character from Scooby-Doo, here's reggae artist Shaggy. World rappers Trap City EU. Progressive rock band Mondo Fumator.
Scooby-Doo! Yo and Scooby say, you know the Scoob and Shaggy in the house. Wow, 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 Scooby, yo, and Scooby say, you know the Scooby Shaggy in the house.
In the van, a mystery, making doggy history, rolling drop the 20s, so you better not be dissing. They got a blinged out collar and an iced out chain. When I'm rolling down the block, yo, say my name.
Scooby Doo, y'all, Scooby Dooby Doo, y'all. Scooby Doo, y'all, Scooby Dooby Doo.
Well, we better stop that now. Kid Bubblegum's a little afraid we'll start hearing some bad words here. But just a few examples of the many rock and roll songs of various types that pay tribute to Scooby-Doo, Where Are You?
Yikes! There is a headless specter!
Yo!
Echo Valley, the biggest bubblegum sound on the planet.
Red.
Everybody, that's Bobby Rydell. I'm your host, Professor Bubblegum. I'm not just the host, I'm also the mayor of the town, as well as the head librarian. And now it's time for me to engage in one of my favorite duties and obligations as head librarian, which is to read to the young people. We have many books and magazines and graphic novels here at the Echo Valley Library and Archives, and I'm going to read today from a comic book published by Baskin-Robbins Ice Cream Store. You know, those are the 31 flavors people. And this is a comic book called Fun with Basky and Robin. Basky is a boy and Robin is a girl. And they have adventures, and the comic book is full of these adventures, as well as letters to the editor and jokes and puzzles and riddles. And so this is issue number 18 of Fun with Basky and Robin. And I'm going to read some of the letters here in the letter column. It sounds like they have a whole lot of letters. It sounds like they have a whole lot of letters and readers and people who want to write in to the editor of Fun with Basky and Robin. Just look at these letters that we receive from our fine readers. By the way, if the address is still active, you can write to Box 4000, Palos Verdes Peninsula in California, 90274. Dear Basky and Robin, I sure enjoy reading your magazine, but every time I read it, I spill my ice cream cone on it. What should I do? Signed, Mike Mitchell, Des Moines, Iowa. Enjoying a Baskin-Robbins ice cream cone takes lots of concentration, so leave your reading till later. By the way, they've chosen to spell ice cream as a single word. Ice cream, that's one word according to Baskin-Robbins. Dear Basky and Robin, I really like your comic book. We go to 31 Flavors every Friday evening. My brother Olister and I. He likes the lady who works there, and I like vanilla. Every time my mother brings home some Baskin-Robbins ice cream, one word, I am the first one into it. Your friend, Marianne Wilkins, Sandusky, Ohio. And that gets no response from the editors or from Basky and Robin. Dear Baskin and Robin, here he uses Basky's full name, which I guess is Baskin. Dear Baskin and Robin, this is my first time to write to you. I really like your ice cream, one word, your comic, and the puzzles. I'm 11 and my brother is 4 and a half. He goes to kinder care, and when he is 5, he will go to Bowie School. Last July, we went to Las Vegas, California, Arizona, and New Mexico. You have the best workers at the 31 Flavors stores. My favorites are chocolate and chocolate chip. I'm in the 5th grade and hope to write to you again soon. Your new friend, Melissa Daniel. Oh, I guess this was a girl. Melissa Daniel of Abilene, Texas. Oh, here's a good one. Dear Basky and Robin, I have a friend, maybe she's a friend, named Larissa. She lives next door to me in the apartment house. We're in 5th grade and sit next to each other, but one day when we were walking home from school, she stuck out her tongue, and boy was I mad, because we were good friends. Now I try to stay away from her, but it isn't working out, and she's really getting to be a pest. What shall I do? Your newest fan, Dawn Grattan. And it says we lost her address. Here's the answer. Did you ever ask Larissa why she stuck out her tongue that one time? Maybe she didn't mean to do it at all. A slip of the tongue, it's called. Real friends forgive more easily than you seem to, Robin. Dear Basky and Robin, I'm in the 5th grade and I like one of the boys. Last summer I called him on the phone, and when I heard his voice I almost fainted. I have to admit, I am pretty. But how does he know that? My favorite ice cream, one word, is orange sherbet. Your friend, Allison Kennedy of Freeport, New York. Dear Basky and Robin, I have the same name as you, but I spell it R-O-B-Y-N. I love all the flavors of your ice cream, one word. I always read your comic strips and the rest of the magazine and just got finished reading the Christmas edition. I'm in the 5th grade of the Cherokee Elementary School, and I love it. Well, gotta go. Signed, Robin White of Alexandria, Louisiana. Dear Basky and Robin, hi. I'm reading your December issue. I agree with Lynn Wong. She was very partial to cats, and I am too. My problem is that cats make my eyes itch, which can be annoying, especially when your best friend has 4 cats. This friend has also just joined the club. I am 12 years old and in the 7th grade. So long, Marcy Bendorak. And here's some messages from the editor. Everybody wants to be on the pen pal list, but many forget one of the rules. When you send us your information, don't forget to have mom or dad sign too, so that we know they approve of your taking part in the fun activity of the Club 31. Among those who did forget, this is those who did forget, Jenny Woy, Renee Deitch of California, Carl Hoorman of Minetka, Audrey Neely of Shreveport, and Heather Dack of Crystal. That does not need to keep you from starting a long-distance friendship. Merely pick out one of the names on last month's list or wait for the next list, maybe in May or June. And that'll do it for our reading of Letters to Baskey and Robin in issue 18 of Fun with Baskey and Robin, a comic book all about how great Baskin-Robbins ice cream is.
Dear Baskey and Robbins, ice cream is a contraction of iced cream, which is two words. So it's never one word. You don't say iced tea, I-C-E-T-E-A, because it's a contraction of iced tea. So, iced cream. Future reference, two words.
The Amazing Pickles. I'm Professor Bubblegum. This is Echo Valley. Let's hear now from Bohannon.
Jamaica, Jamaica, Jamaica.
What's the most important aspect of a bubblegum record? What's the defining criterion? What's more important, the lyrics that might be childish, the tune which might be catchy and simple, or is it the rhythm? Well, I think the Brady kids know that with bubblegum music, it's all about the drums.
Incredible. Ron Dante, you are the Archies.
Well, thank you. I have been animated for years.
Now, do you have an identity crisis? Because you're also the Cufflinks.
The Cufflinks was done almost the exact same time the Archies worked. And they put out the records at the same time. So when Sugar Sugar was number one by the Archies, Tracy was number five by the Cufflinks, and people still came up to me on the street and said, "What are you doing with your life?" You know, so, but it's fine. I sang for so many people, and I was so many groups. Well, you probably remember a group, if you remember all these records, the Detergents had a big hit.
Leader of the Laundromat.
Right.
That was you?
That was my first group, and it hit top 10. It was on Roulette Records. The legendary Morris Levy put the record out. And I was part of the group. We toured for a year with the Shangri-Las. And we were out there doing the Leader of the Laundromat right after they do Leader of the Pack.
Is he really going out with her?
I don't know.
Look, here he comes now. Let's ask him.
Hey, Murray, is it true Betty's wearing your ring?
Mm-hmm. Who's that banging on the piano?
I don't know.
You going out with her tonight?
You bet your fur.
By the way, where'd you meet her?
I met her one day at the laundromat.
She turned around and smiled at me. You get the picture?
Yes, we see. And that's when I fell in love with the leader of the laundromat. My folks were always putting her down.
Down, down.
Because our laundry came back brown.
Dang it.
My dad said, find a laundry that's new.
Find a laundry that's new.
How can I tell my baby we're through?
Tell my baby we're through.
Gonna drive right into town. I don't care if my shirts are brown.
I got a date tonight with the leader of the laundromat.
When I finally got there, I told her it was all over between us. I'll never forget the hurt and the funny look in her eye. She grabbed my laundry and ran into the street, directly into the path of a runaway garbage truck. I yelled, "Watch out! Watch out! Watch out! Watch out!"
dang it.
Ron Dante talking about the Detergents, his first group before the Archies.
Hey, Tommy, what's the matter? You look down.
Man, I'm most disturbed.
Why?
It's my girl.
What do you mean?
She's involved with another guy.
Another guy?
An international personality.
Wow!
Here's another record from the Detergents, a tip of the hat to the James Bond movies of the 60s.
My baby went and fell in love with 007. He's the only one she's thinking of, 007. Every night, where does she go? Downtown,
to the picture show.
She waits in line for an hour or so, so she can sit in the very first row. Eating popcorn, smelling a perfume, looking at him, making out up there.
Remember how she used to dress?
Yeah.
Sloppy sweaters, shades, boots.
Uh-huh.
Not anymore.
Not anymore? How does she dress now?
You really want to know?
Yeah.
Wait till the end of this bar and I'll tell you.
Okay.
My baby dresses up each night for 007. Wearing dresses that are much too tight for 007. Every night, what does she do? She makes up for an hour or two. She combs her hair, then she teases it, just so she can go and sit in the first row of the movie, eating popcorn, smelling a perfume, looking at him, making out up there. Ba-ba. Thinking of the 007. Someday soon, wait and see, she'll come back to me. He's gonna fade from her memory, and things are gonna be like they used to be. I know it.
We'll be together, back in the balcony, me and my baby, eating the popcorn.
That's right, Tommy. She'll get over it.
Hey, but did you see that girl in his last picture?
You mean the pilot?
Yeah, what was her name?
I don't know.
I've always thought the campy secret agent super spy era of movies and TV in the late 60s mirrored pretty well the campy period of popular music, which we call bubblegum. This is from the cartoon movie A Man Called Flintstone.
Who do they call? The chips are starting to fall. Just when the villains are winning, the trouble's beginning to brew.
The man called Flintstone, that's who.
Who's always there, there to rescue some maiden fair. A man with instincts unerring, full of the old daring do.
The man called Flintstone, that's who.
He thrives on a diet of danger, and he's no stranger to the long chance and the instant romance.
Who is the man who seems more than merely a man? Chases character shady while every lady melts.
The man called Flintstone. Who else? Who else? Who else?
You can show your support for Echo Valley by following the Echo Valley Facebook page, which is called Echo Valley, the original Bubblegum Music Podcast. You can follow the Echo Valley Twitter, which is Kid Bubblegum's Twitter account, and it's at bubblegum_music. That's bubblegum_music. You can leave a good review or a bad one on iTunes for the podcast of Echo Valley. You can also contact Professor Bubblegum by writing him at professorbubblegum@hotmail.com.
And be sure to check out our wildly popular YouTube video that talks about the golden age of bubblegum music for hundreds of thousands of people out there. This is how they're learning about bubblegum music. So if you need to learn a little about it, check out YouTube's video, The Golden Age of Bubblegum Music. This song is in it.
Children behave, that's what they say when we're together. And watch how you play, they don't understand. And so we're running just as fast as we can, holding on to one another's hand, trying to get away into the night. And then you put your arms around me as we tumble to the ground. And then you say, I think we're alone now, there doesn't seem to be anyone around.
Bubblegum's been enjoying looking at all the comments on the wildly popular YouTube video, The Golden Age of Bubblegum Music, and he enjoys it when someone who's new to bubblegum or doesn't know much about it will argue and say, Tommy James wasn't bubblegum. Tommy James is the man who, in his biography, claims to have started the bubblegum era with that song we just played. Well, it just goes to show you, everyone has their own definition of what bubblegum music is.
Boyce and Bobby Hart wonder what she's doing.
La, 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 la.
The monkeys are singing for Mallory.
La, 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 la.
Simon
la,
says,
la, la,
take it down
la, la,
to the blues. You're gonna feel yummy, yummy, yummy. Yummy, yummy, yummy. Yummy, yummy, yummy. Yummy, yummy, yummy. Give me more, more, more of that bubblegum music. Makes me feel so good. Grateful Dead, just leave me go. And Herbie Albert makes me feel too old.
Feel too old.
I can groove to rhythm and blues.
Rhythm and blues.
But if I had to choose, 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 yeah, 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 I'd choose more, more, more. That bubblegum music makes me feel so good.
By the way, the correct full name of the band we just heard is Rock and Roll Double Bubble Trading Card Company of Philadelphia, 19141. I'm Professor Bubblegum. This has been Echo Valley. Let's listen to the Buckinghams now. I'll see you later. So long.
Where did you come from? If you real, I can't believe my eyes. Just like a summer rain, you caught me by surprise. Where are you going? Pretty girl with lips as red as wine. I'm gonna follow you, my love, till I make you mine, all mine. Now that you're here, we have so much to do. Take my hand and hold on tightly, I'm not losing you. Where did you come?
Get me Echo Valley 26809.